Leilunishmas, Altahenya, Bashlam Bazalman. Yivamas Bar Gudbez Mishnah Bez. Chotza Besandal Shein Shalo. If they did chalitza on a sandal that wasn't his, or besandal shel eitz, or it was made out of wood, it doesn't mean that the whole thing was wood. It was surrounded by leather, but the main part of it was wood. O b'shel smol b'yamin, or he was wearing his lefty shoe on his right foot. It has to be done on his right foot, and it still fit and didn't come off the foot, but it wasn't the right shoe for it. All these cases, chalitza sekshera. The chalitza is kosher. Doesn't dafka have to be his? And as long as there's ore, there's leather on it, and also it just has to stay on his foot. So all these cases are kosher. Chaltza begadol shu yachol lahalachbo. If he did chalitza on a shoe that was large, but nevertheless he was able to walk with it. Oh, the cotton shoe choifes roiv raglo. Or the shoe was small, but still was able to cover most of his foot. Chalitza sekshera. Also, the chalitza is kosher. Chaltza belaylo, chalitza sekshera. According to the Tanakhama, if the chalitza was done at night, the chalitza is kosher, because the chalitza, what happens by chalitza is once the chalitza is done, she's now able to collect from her ksuva. And according to the Tanakhama, what this is creating is a type of din that she can come and collect from her ksuva. Now, normally, there's no dinim that's done by Lila, but the Gemara says, we know from Sechah Sanhedrin, that what needs to be done by day, that's the tchilas din, the beginning. But the Gemara din, the finishing of the din can be done at night. So therefore, according to the Tanakhama, this is looked at as a gemar din, which is kosher at night. So therefore, the chalitza is kosher if it's done at night. For Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, however, Rabbi Eliezer looks at it as a tchilas din, because now she can go and be toveya from her ksuva. This is the first time. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, since it's nighttime, it's possible to do chalitza at this time. And this is all explained by the Taisis Yantif, based on the Gemara. Basmol chalitza sapsula. If chalitza is done on the left foot, the chalitza here is pasul. Why? Because the Tanakhama, like Taisyantif explains, is learning it out from a mitzora, from the word regel. Just like it says regel by the mitzora, and that's talking about the right foot, so too it has to be the right foot, and therefore, in b'dieved, it's pasul. Rabbi Eliezer machshir. However, Rabbi Eliezer does not learn this, because the only reason by, like the Gemara explains, that one can say that the mitzora is a little different, because it needs other things. It needs the Eitz Erez, the Ezov, the Shni Solas, it needs other things. That's why it needs the right foot. Masha Ein Kain, Chalitza, it could be done on either foot. So that's why Rabbi Eliezer is Machsher, by both feet. So the Rav says that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer by this, meaning it has to be the right foot. But as far as doing Chalitza at night, there he says the Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that you cannot do Chalitza at night, rather Chalitza has to be done during the day.